After the first 50 meters, travel abruptly became more difficult. Shattered slabs of insulation material, buckled bulkheads, and twisted support beams seemed to be everywhere, littering the corridors and sometimes blocking doorways and the smaller side corridors completely. "What happened here?" Fisa murmured, as Luke carefully pushed aside a set of dangling power cables covered with splintered armor sheaths.
"We've reached the part of the ship where the main turbo lasers were located," Fell told her. "They would have been Thrawn's primary target."
"He did a thorough job too, I see," Formby said.
"Why haven't the maintenance machines fixed this?"
"None of the droids they had aboard would have been big enough to handle damage this extensive," Fell said. "The survivors must have decided it wasn't worth the trouble to clear it away themselves."
"Or were unable to work in safety," Drask added. "With so many stars in such close proximity to each other, the radiation levels are higher inside the redoubt cluster than most humans are accustomed to."
"Which probably explains why they decided to live in one of the lower dreadnoughts," Mara put in.
"Whatever the hull doesn't block, all that rock out there should be able to handle."
"Or else the other dreadnoughts aren't damaged this badly," Fell said.
Luke shrugged. "We'll find out."
"Is that where we're going?" Gensler asked. "To the lower ships?"
"That seems to be where the survivors are," Luke said.
"Before we try to find the way down, though, I'd like to see if we can work our way up a few levels to the command deck. If it's in decent shape, there may be records left that'll tell us exactly what happened."
"Something's coming,"
the stormtrooper beside Fell cut in, swinging his blast tech toward a half-crushed equipment crawlspace, branching off the corridor to their right. The other three stormtroopers were at his side in an instant, spreading themselves into a defensive semicircle between the crawlspace and the rest of the party, their weapons leveled at the opening.
"Steady," Fell warned.
Mara drew her lightsaber, but didn't ignite it, stretching out to the force. There didn't seem to be any presence that direction that she could detect.
"Probably a droid," she said.
"What kind of walking droid could fit through that opening?" Fell objected.
A few seconds later, he got his answer. As a low-slung, badly dented box, about half a meter long and a few centimeters high, rolled into view on battered treads.
"What is that? A floor cleaner?" Luke asked.
"Probably does floors and small object retrieval," Fell said. "Part of the main cleaning system, I'd guess."
"It is truly amazing,"
Baersh said, shaking his head in wonderment, as they watched the cleaner droid extend a pair of slender arms and begin sorting through pieces of the insulation.
"So that is a droid, and it runs all by itself?"
One of the stormtroopers looked over at Luke as he disappeared behind a section of hanging ceiling material, the armored chest lifting slightly as he took a breath to speak. Mara shook her head in warning. His helmet dipped slightly in acknowledgement, and he remained silent.
"This one's probably connected to a central housekeeping computer," Gensler told the Jeroen. "Small units like this don't have the logic capacity to run completely on their own."
"I see,"
Baersh said.
"But there are those that do, correct?"
"All sorts," Gensler confirmed. "Everything from protocol droids to astromech droids to medical droids."
"And battle droids? And droidicas?"
one of the other Jeroens asked.
"Did they also run independently?"
"Some of the later versions could," Gensler said.
"A terrifying weapon,"
Baersh murmured.
"Not really," Fell said. "The whole droid army concept is pretty well outmoded these days, at least in the Empire of the Hand."
Mara felt the urgent touch of her husband's mind. Leaving Fell to his lecture, she slipped quietly down the corridor. Luke was standing just inside the wide area she'd spotted earlier.
"What have we got?" she murmured.
He pointed at a stack of flat gray boxes along the left-hand bulkhead.
"Looks a little too neat for random debris," he murmured back. "Booby trap?"
Mara ran through the Jedi sensory enhancement techniques and took a slow, careful breath. The subtle background smells of the ship suddenly jumped into full focus. Dust, plastic, metal, rust, a general odor of age. She took another breath, sorting through them all. And this time, she caught the faint but unmistakable tang of explosives.
"If it's not, it's a terrific imitation of one," she confirmed, letting the odors fade into the background again.
"Come on, let's go tell the others," Luke said.
Fell had finished his lecture by the time they rejoined the group.
"There you are," Drask said, his eyes flashing. "Where did you go?"
Just scouting ahead, Luke assured him. Looks like we're going to have to cross to one of the other corridors. Drask's eyes narrowed.
Why?
There's a booby trap in there, Luke said. There's another cross corridor we can use about 10 meters ahead that'll get us back to this one.